Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Jesus Christ was laid in a tomb, his disciples scattered, his followers weeping, and not only a physical darkness fell over the world, but a spiritual darkness, it seemed. The women came to the tomb while it was still dark. For those who hoped that he would be the Messiah, there was not yet understanding what it might mean that he was to rise from the dead on the third day. There had been a crucifixion, there had been a death, there had been a piercing of his side, there had been a burial. The veil of the temple had been torn from the top to the bottom the first day. Then there had been silence, hiding. There had been confusion, fear, sorrow on the second day. And the significance was all mystery to the followers of Christ. Death and suffering was what they had been running from since the beginning of the trouble. St. Peter denied Christ, hoping to save his own life. Judas wanted to preserve his own wealth. The disciples fled, hoping to preserve their safety and hang on to their reputations, perhaps. Even those who crucified Jesus were looking to preserve their power and extend their vitality. But Jesus had done something very different than that. Inexplicable. He had run headlong into suffering, loss, embarrassment, pain, and death. He had faced them all squarely. He had placed himself into the hands of those who were determined to condemn him and beat him and crucify him. He had told his disciples and Pilate eventually that if he wanted to, he could have easily escaped his fate. The power to crucify was not Pilate's in the end. The temple soldiers with their swords and staves could have been swept aside easier than any number of miraculous battle victories of the Old Testament. But this was not the reason that he had come. Jesus Christ walked right into the gaping maw of death and died on that first day in a state that no one had ever died before. He died as one undeserving of death. Jesus died as one beyond reproach. He walked towards the cross out of obedience and quite fittingly took it up and carried the cross himself. Dare we say it, in the end, Jesus Christ walked straight into a painful death unafraid. When we are baptized as Christians, we say that we are baptized into the Lord's death. Consider baptism in the words of St. Paul to the Romans. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That baptism that we were so shockingly reminded of this evening. In your baptism, you were bound to Christ. You were marked with the indelible mark, the sign of the cross on your forehead, the cross which was the instrument of his death. If you are in Christ, then you too walked into death willingly in him. You took up your cross as he took up his. You died to the world as he died to the world, and you laid yourself down in him in a tomb at the foot of Golgotha. You do not walk these 40 days of Lent, and especially this Holy Week, as a passive observer. You share in Christ's suffering and death, and if you are baptized into Christ, this is exceedingly true. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Incidentally, when the day of your physical death finally comes, may God give you the grace to enter boldly, as your Lord and Master has, knowing that while death is still shrouded in mystery, like those first 2 days of Christ's rest in that tomb, there is a third day. There is a third day coming for all who are in Christ. There is a resurrection day in the midst of that dark night, and what a sunrise that will be. The women came to the tomb to anoint Jesus around sunrise. And when they came to the tomb, they found the stone had already been rolled away. And when they entered the tomb, they saw an angel sitting there who gave them a command that Jesus would repeat upon his first appearance following his resurrection. Do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. There may have been a time of puzzlement over what this meant, but it was not long. St. Paul soon knew what it meant. He goes on, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. You were crucified in Christ. You were buried in Christ. And in the most important way, you have died in Christ already. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. And for those who are in Christ, death has no more dominion over you." We needed to watch our Lord very carefully these last 3 days. It has everything to do with our lives and our reality. It has everything to do with the price of eggs. It has everything to do with whether your life is a great puzzlement to you or not. It has everything to do with whether you live in fear, as even his disciples did before Christ rose from the dead, fearing for their safety, fearing for their wealth, fearing for their reputations. The worst effect of sin is defeated. The power of death itself is broken in Christ. Keep your eyes on our Lord, especially now. For as St. Paul wrote, it is a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. On Easter and now at the beginning of the feast, we say, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. But it is not only that he is risen, it is you. You may have many reasons to rejoice in your life, but I can guarantee you, you have no reason as good as this one to rejoice. You may have many reasons to mourn in this life, but no cloud of this life should ever hide from you the light of that love which is immortal and which has been manifested unto us in the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we live and move and have our being, in whom we dwell, and who dwells in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.